was business-related. But she had to admit there were occasions when she couldn't quite stop her mind from wandering. She stood mere inches from him, and at 5'11 or so, with her heels on, she nearly looked him in the eye. They stood by the balcony doors, no one else within hearing distance, the ambiance soft and intimate. Olivia dismissed her wayward thoughts and lifted her glass of soda to him in a mock salute. Tony!
Hello, Olivia.
His voice was deeper than usual, his gaze more intent.
Are you enjoying yourself?
He seemed almost watchful and anticipatory, not wearing the cool persona he usually assumed in her company. She looked around at the newly decorated offices, pretending an interest she didn't feel. This party was to launch the renovation of his massive downtown hotel, which had been standing for decades. With its new upscale furnishings and classy decor, it was positioned to compete with other hotels where price was no obstacle.
Everything is lovely, Tony. Why wouldn't I enjoy myself?
His lazy smile deepened. His gaze became probing.
I don't think you're much for parties. You seem preoccupied.
He tilted his head slightly.
Anxious to get back to business matters?
Olivia swallowed her immediate response and the last sip in her glass. She allowed her gaze to follow a passing couple, then said,
I was wondering if you'd come to a decision yet.
Of course, a party isn't exactly the place to discuss such things, but... She looked back at him and caught him watching her closely, again.
If you'd care to enlighten me?
Tony chuckled and ignored her question. He excelled at business games, but then so did she.
Would you like something else to drink?
No, thank you, she replied.
Had too much already?
Of soda? I think I can handle it. You, however... She circled his thick wrist with her fingers to bring his glass toward her, and then she sniffed. But she didn't detect the fumes of alcohol. She frowned.
I don't drink either. Too many of my associates do, and I think someone has to stay sober to oversee things.
Olivia didn't want to show him her surprise, but she found herself doing just that.
So you never indulge?
An occasional glass of wine with dinner. Very occasional.
I'm a teetotaler.
Personal reasons?
Olivia hesitated. It was funny how you could know a person for years and never say or do anything outside the realm of related business, then suddenly be discussing very intimate personal topics. She didn't really mind, though. She'd always believed the better you knew your business associates, the easier it would be to deal with them. It was her fondest wish to do a great many deals with Tony Austin. She finally nodded and answered,
Very personal. I detest alcohol.
Maybe someday you'll tell me why.
Maybe.
Tony was silent a moment. He appeared to be studying her drop pearl earrings until suddenly he asked,
Do you have a 5-year goal for yourself, Olivia? Or some long-term destination that you're working toward?
Again, Olivia felt that touch of excitement and tried to quell it. He was showing an interest he'd never shown before, and that could only mean he approved her business management. Tony Austin was the epitome of business excellence. A person could learn everything she needed to know from him. It was said Tony had doubled the Austin Crown Hotel chain within 3 years of his father's death. Under Tony's guidance, the hotels had grown from mediocre to posh and exclusive. Every upscale business can